95.9 The Legend, man, that's a great song. It was number one on this date back in 1974. We just had to play that for you this morning. So we like to flashback every now and then. Now, we've been telling you about this. We have a special guest on the line with us this morning. And, well, I'm just going to go ahead and get him on the air with us and say good morning to Gary West. Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. Thank you. I'm great.
We are doing well. Gary West, I first encountered him when he performed here locally, and I was turned on. I just enjoyed the show, and we've kind of kept in touch via social media, I guess, over the last several years. But
yes, sir.
You kind of been sitting around twiddling your thumbs with no touring for the last year, haven't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been like that for a lot of folks. The last show we played, we did a tour down in Florida. We do every February, which is kind of a vacation, but it's a lot of work also. But we came out of there and came into Nashville and had a celebration release for Jackson that I had recorded with Leona Williams. And that was, I believe, on the 26th of February. And that was actually the last time that we played. We were going to do a radio tour after that, and COVID hit, and that was it.
Yeah.
we've been shut down since then, so we're very anxious to get back and see all of our highway friends.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, you're itching to get back out on the road. We've had you on the air before, but folks just tuning in and don't know about Gary West, tell us a little bit about Gary West. You're an old Indiana boy, right?
Yes, sir, I sure am. My folks are from Washington and Petersburg, so we have a lot of relatives down in that area, and I grew up about 35 miles east of Indianapolis, a little town out between a couple cornfields called Wilkinson, and I moved to Nashville in 1988. I was working with Tommy Cash, Johnny Cash's brother, and I moved there in 1988 and was fortunate enough to get a job on the Grand Ole Opry playing drums for Del Reeves, and later on I went to play with little Jimmy Dickens for about 12 years. And now we're doing a show called For the Love of Cash. It's a Johnny Cash tribute show, quite different from a lot of tribute shows. I'm not an impersonator. I don't dress up in a wig and try to be Johnny Cash. To me, there's only one Johnny Cash, and I have a great, great respect for that. And, but we love Johnny Cash music and that Waylon and that type of stuff. And I think folks still have a powerful thirst for it, if you will.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you there.
Being out on the road can be kind of a drag and a grind sometimes, but you really enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time, and I actually live up in Minnesota right now. I married a Minnesota girl that I had known for 34 years and actually reside in Minnesota. But once we're back on the road and touring, it's been a lot of time, and most of my time during that touring season in Nashville, and I kind of just fly back home and see my wife, or she flies in to see me. So, but yes, we sure love being out there. All the guys in the band, and most of them are, most all of them have played for country legends on the Grand Ole Opry for many, many years. And so we're longtime friends, and we're just grateful to be out there and get to play. We've carried a lot of guitar cases over the years for the Stars, so it's kind of our time now.
I understand it's because your wife's up there, but why on earth would you want to live up there? It's cold.
It's really, all my Southern friends say that same thing, but, this winter we got a couple snowmobiles, and you guys probably know I'm a motorhead. I race, and I love racing. Anything that's got a motor on it. My dad used to say that boy, he'd race a rototiller if they had a class for him. But I discovered snowmobiles through my wife, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And we've had a pretty mild winter up here, but snowmobiling is really awesome. We live about 1,000 feet from one of the the Cicada Trail. It's a snowmobile trail. It goes probably 100 miles one way and 100 miles the other direction.
Yeah.
So we've had some fun adventures and just make the best of it. It's not that bad up here. They really deal with it well. So I've kind of enjoyed it this winter.
Well, you were talking about being on the road and hitting the road again this summer. I guess we are going to make the announcement now that you are going to hit the road to Indiana this summer.
Yep, sure. We sure are. We're really, really excited to be coming to Brazil this year for the 4th of July celebration, the Rotary Club.
Yep.
And I guess we're going to be there on July the 2nd. And my sister actually lives in Brazil, so
oh,
she's
really
pretty excited about that, too.
Well, I hope she's listening this morning.
Yeah, we'll probably have a family reunion down there before it's all over.
Well, I want to thank Smithfield Foods for helping make the show possible, but it's absolutely free to the public, so everybody in our listening area needs to come, because I'll guarantee you, if you see Gary West and his tribute show to Johnny Cash, For the Love of Cash, you're going to love it. It's a great show.
Well, thank you. We sure appreciate it. And, you know, it's not just a Johnny Cash show. We've intertwined a lot of things into it over the years, and we have a Remembering Waylon segment, and it's a lot of music that it's not just Johnny Cash, but he touched a lot of people's lives and a lot of different genres of music.
Sure.
And so, you know, we do a lot of the music from the Highwaymen with, you know, Willie and Waylon and Kris Kristofferson. And this year, I think we're going to actually incorporate some of the things from the Million Dollar Quartet. You know, with Elvis Presley and,
sure.
and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis. So if you're lucky, I may be banging on the piano. I don't know how lucky you're going to be if you're going to be banging on the piano. But but it's, you know, it's not just Johnny Cash. You know, I think I love Johnny Cash, but 2 hours of Johnny Cash even gets me.
Well, yeah,
yawning sometimes,
of course, so. Of course, yeah. You know, but you're doing new music that's really in the style of the classic country, which is what I enjoy. And you've got a new song out, what, starting today?
Absolutely. It comes out today to all the digital stores out there, you know, iTunes, Apple, et cetera. And we'll have that on our website tonight. You'll be able to go to GaryWestMusic.com, and you can download it there. And this will be off our upcoming album. This will be our fourth album.
Wow.
And, so we usually do half Johnny Cash music kind of thing and half originals. The first album was all Johnny Cash music. But from there on out, we've done half Johnny Cash music and half originals. So this is a song that was written by J.D. Myers and Brian Burke, a couple great songwriters and artists in Nashville. It had been previously released on albums, but never as a single, and mine is a different version from there. So it's a fun song, and I think folks will really like it.
Well, let's play it for everybody. How about that?
That's it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, first time on radio, Pretty Close to Nothing. Gary West on 95.9 The Legend.
My window pane. Think I'll pack my bags and head out west. I'm thinking I might find some fun underneath that desert sun. I'll just kick back and do what I do best. That's pretty close to nothing. I'm good at getting by. Yeah, I ain't ever kept a job and I couldn't care less why. I'm rolling with the punches and there's been plenty thrown. Yeah, pretty close. It's pretty close to home. I wasn't born to punch a clock. I like to roll, I like to rock. It don't take much to get a laugh from me. Don't worry how I spend my time. Don't worry how I spend my dime. I'll just keep doing what comes naturally. That's pretty close to nothing. I'm good at getting by. Yeah, I ain't ever kept a job and I couldn't care less why. I'm rolling with the bunches and there's been plenty thrown. Yeah, pretty close to nothing. It's pretty close to home. Never met a rule that I couldn't bend. Sometimes I think it's all a joke. Yeah, I bring it on like go for broke. I know what I wind up with in the end. That's pretty close to nothing. I'm good at getting by. I ain't ever kept a job and I couldn't care less why. I'm rolling with the punches and there's been plenty thrown. Yeah, pretty close to nothing. It's pretty close to home. Yeah, pretty close to nothing. It's pretty close to home.
95.9, The Legend, Gary West, Pretty Close to Nothing. Gary, I love the song. It fits right into classic country. It's so good.
Thank you very much. It's definitely got that rockabilly flavor.
Sure does.
I could probably hear Cash record. I think Cash would even like it.
I think he would. I think he is very, very approving of that song. Yeah. Okay, let's tell everybody again, you're going to be here in the Wabash Valley at the Brazil Rotary 4th of July Festival on July 2nd.
Yes, sir. Yep. I think the show starts around 7 p.m. We'll probably have more details as that comes a little bit closer in. But we're absolutely delighted to be there.
Yep. 7 p.m. And I want to thank Smithfield Foods again for helping make the show possible. And we're looking forward to seeing you in July.
They've been very great and very supportive of us. And we appreciate you guys' support. Frank and you both, just wonderful. And we appreciate all your kindness, and we look forward to getting to see everybody.
I think like I said earlier, if we get everybody out, they're going to enjoy the show, because you put on a great show. You guys are good. You're great.
Well, thank you so much, and I think folks are just so ready to get out of the house, and reunite with some friends and family. So we are absolutely looking forward to it, and thank you for having us this year.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. Have a good day, and we'll see you in July.
Hey, see you soon, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.